It's time once again for Across the Aisle, our weekly roundtable on politics. This week we have Cynthia Dill, an attorney and former Democratic lawmaker, Dick Woodbury, an economist who served in the legislature as an independent, and former Republican state lawmaker Meredith Strang Burgess of Burgess Advertising and Marketing. They spoke with Keith Shortall.
Cynthia, Dick, Meredith, happy Thursday. Let's start with the latest from Governor Paul LePage, who once again has garnered national attention this week for remarks to the effect that the NAACP should apologize to white people and that U.S. Representative John Lewis, a well-known civil rights leader, should be grateful for the work of white Republican presidents who abolished slavery and fought on behalf of blacks. Now, the remarks came as LePage was responding to Lewis's announcing that he was not going to attend Trump's inauguration because he doesn't feel that Trump's presidency is legitimate. Dick, the governor has been famous or infamous for making these kinds of remarks over the past 6 years. He doesn't appear to really have paid any political price for them, and neither has the president-elect, who has made his own collection of remarks. They seem to fuel support on some level. What does this mean, if anything, about politics in 2017?
Well, I think there is a couple of things. One is I think that we had a period where the careful attention to being perfectly politically correct became too much for at least some people listening to it. So that's one half. It's a reaction to that. The other is just talking about who is the base of support that Donald Trump has and that Paul LePage has. And there's a piece of that that just likes the straight talk with all its mistakes. And I don't think it's a majority. I think it's less than a majority. So to say that it doesn't hurt, I think potentially it does hurt. But in terms of the base of Paul LePage's support, I guess not that much.
Meredith, is this about being plain-spoken or from the hip or honest? Or how much is it about releasing the pent-up feelings within the electorate that have been suppressed, the content of what he's saying?
You know, great question. From the standpoint of what does it sort of mean and is it pent up? What is it? So the pendulum theory comes into play here. And I think Dick, as he said, is that the pendulum has swung so far to the PC, politically correct perfectness that people went, I can't stand it anymore. Initially, I think people applauded plain spoken and saying it like it is and all of that. And then I think now, certainly in Maine, we've experienced it for 6 years. People are just, it wears you down. And the pendulum is going to swing yet again. Have we made it all the way to the other arc? I don't know.
Cynthia, is there a progressive version of shooting from the hip? Are there any plays from the populist playbook that Democrats might borrow? Or is it by its very nature, this approach non-transferable?
Well, I hope that Democrats don't try to replicate in any way what Governor LePage is doing. I mean, he's wrong on so many levels. First of all, he's factually just totally wrong about the United States history and Jim Crow laws and, you know, the desegregation of our country and the abolishment of slavery. I mean, that's just so for the leader of Maine to be giving a history lesson and be completely wrong, I think is really discouraging. I mean, it's not, you know, straight talk. It's just, I think, outrageous.
But on the matter of style, might candidates say, look, maybe I'll get away from my talking points and just kind of say what I think.
Sure. I mean, I personally feel a little bit of that myself because I write a column in the paper and I don't always toe the exact party line and get a lot of criticism by some, you know, that I'm saying this or saying that. I think everybody should have the courage of their convictions and speak loudly and clearly about how they feel about current events, but have a responsibility if they have a public voice to do the research, to have some facts to back it up and be willing to defend it.
Back to this inauguration boycott, Democrat Shelley Pingree of Maine, one of the growing number of House members who will be conspicuous by their absence. Cynthia, who is this for? For what political constituency or audience is this display?
Well, I certainly cannot speak for Congresswoman Pingree, but I do know her personally. And I guess I feel that what Shelley's doing is really a matter of personal conviction. She has a friendship and, greatly respects Congressman Lewis. And this is a perfect example of how, civil disobedience to a certain extent or just peaceful protest can make a really powerful statement. I mean, she doesn't have to show up at the inauguration, and her not showing up is in no way taking away from President-elect Trump's, celebration. She's not trying to do anything to disrupt, but she's making a powerful statement. She doesn't want to legitimize what she considers to be, a person who is not worthy of the office. And those are my words, not hers, but that's my impression of what she's doing. She's doing it for herself as a representative of a large group of people who feel that the Trump presidency is not legitimate.
Meredith, might this be perceived as sour grapes?
Whether a congressperson chooses to attend or not to attend, I mean, in the end, it's not going to really make any difference. However, it when you add up all these different things, traditions are no longer sort of sacrosanct. There's no rules anymore. There's no respect for office. And then I guess respect for office, needs to be earned. And so people are really taking very personal and individual stands out there.
Dick, is this a harbinger of how things are to come?
Well, I think it is. It's for many of us who are dissatisfied with what Trump's election represents about this country, I think we're asking, what can we do? What is it our responsibility to do? Those kinds of questions. And I think one that you're seeing happening much more is the peaceful protest that we had in Portland this week. There was a protest about supporting the Affordable Care Act and trying not to have it repealed. So I think these peaceful, and we've got the large women's march, of course, that's going to be happening in Washington this weekend, with sister marches in around Maine and around the country. So I think the peaceful protest is going to become a much more common aspect of what we're going to see in the landscape in the coming year.
All right, Cynthia, Dick, Meredith, see you next week.